This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good Erev Shabbos, Rabbeisai. We're continuing our series on Tefillah, which is generously sponsored by my dear friend, Rabbi Sal Rosa of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and the Shama, Shav and Aliyah, B'Yomel, Siyoshi, his whole family, Abbi Eskoel Tzedek. Today, Erev Shabbos, all the learning should be Lili Nishmas, Yitzchak, Mary, Huda, Aryeh, Lei, Ben Yomel, Eliezer, Ben Pinchas, Menachem, the Sifsei Tzedek, dedicated by Mishpachas Justman. We're now continuing in Birchas Kriya Shema. And I want to have one shiur on, I think, a part of the Birchas Kriya Shema that is very much skipped over. And that is, Kel Baruch Gedol Deya Heichen Ufa'al Zohare Chama Toiv Yatzar Kavoid Lishmai Ma'irois Nasan Sivivois Uzoi Pinois Tzva'av Kedoshim Raimim Eishakai Tomid. It's a poem in the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. It goes by the Seder of the Aleph Beis. I think Kel Adoin gets a lot more attention. It's Shabbos, and each letter gets a little bit of a stanza, and we have a niggun. But during the week, there's really very little emphasis and focus on this segment of Kel Baruch. Why do we all of a sudden have this tefillah in the order of the Aleph Beis? What is its function? What is its objective? It says Reb Shimon Schwab, Zechatzak Levracha, that from our world, there's a ladder that goes up to God, to the spiritual world. And therefore, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah were mesakein this Shevach in the order of the Aleph Beis, similar to a ladder that's situated on the ground and reaches the very heavens. This ladder begins in this world. We say, Kel Baruch Gedol Deya. Basically, we're thanking Hashem, who has great Das, and He bestowed Das on us, namely man. And He gave us the intellect and the understanding to rise above all other creations. And this God is Gedol Deya. And we continue to probe and to transcend, and we go higher. We say, Heichen Ufa'al Zahare Chama. The Zahare Chama are the different stars, the sun, all the constellations. And we say, Toiv Yatzar Kavoid Lishmai. The good one created honor for his name through the Ma'oirois that he put around his strength. And from the physical world, we arise on the ladder to the upper worlds. So we talked about man and his das and his praise of the constellation. And now we go even higher. Pinois Tzvav Kedoshim. His army of holy angels. They're Roimimei Shakai. Only they could praise Shakai. That implies man cannot praise Shakai. That's right. We cannot appreciate that God is Shakai. Shakai implies that God created a world and it was expanding and expanding and expanding. And God said, stop! Stop! And God had to make the world finite. We don't see that. To us, the world looks infinite. To us, it looks like space is endless. So we can't appreciate God as Shakai, that He told the world be finite. We think the world is endless. Only the angels, meaning once we transcend the constellations from the point of view of the angels, Roimimei Shakai. We don't have a true yediyah of their reality, of the endlessness. In other words, our knowledge of the constellations and the stars, in a way, not only do we not understand how the world is finite, but we don't even understand the space and the scope of space. Because we look at a star and we see a dot, and you look at it in a telescope and it looks like a bigger dot. Some of the stars, the light, their light comes to us after thousands of years, and they're no longer in existence. So do you think we could appropriately praise Hashem as Shakai? Only the Malachi Ashares are able to appreciate that, and therefore they are Tamid Mesaprim Kavoid Kael Ukedushasai. Now the Avudraham, he writes that this poem, the reason why it's Al Seder HaAlef Beis, is to show that Shamayim Va'aretz and all of their Toldos only was created and only exists because of the Torah. Like it says in Lo Yibrisi Yoyman V'Layla Chukah Shamayim Va'aretz Leisamti. And the Torah, of course, emanates from the Aleph Beis. Like the Maggid of Mezrich says, Bereishis Bara Elohim Es. In the beginning, God created the letters of the Aleph Beis. Like we say, Nagila V'Nismacha Bach, we rejoice in the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. The Siddur of Rav Hertz, Shatz, he says that the Medrash tells us when Rav Lezer HaKalir wanted to enact a piyud, he went up to the heavens through a shame, and he asked Michal how the Malachim sing, and Michal said they sing by the letter of the Aleph Beis, and that is how Rav Lezer HaKalir wrote his poetry, and that is also seen here in the Kel Baruch Gedol Deah. The Siddur Ra'avan says, the reason why it's according to the letter of the Aleph Beis, is because light was the first creation, like it says, Noita Ar Kasama, and the beginning of creation was conducted through the letters of the Aleph Beis. Likewise, we say about Ashrei, that if you say it every day, you're Muftach Lo Shubeno Olam Haba, because it goes by the Seder of the Aleph Beis. So they replicated this pattern in Kel Baruch Gedol Deah. Okay. Now, let us point out some very important insights that are brought to our attention from Hagoyin HaTzadik HaRav Avigdor Miller Zecher Tzadik Livracha. We say Kel Baruch, blessed is God, which Rav Miller interprets, anyone who gives thanks, even if he mistakenly is thanking someone other than God, is really thanking God, because God is the source of all benefit. You know, it's interesting. How do we bless God? We say, Hashem, Kel Baruch. You know what God's greatest accolade is? Gedol Deah, greater knowledge. When we wish to praise Hashem and explain why He's blessed, the first thing we say is Deah. What is Deah? Deah is authentic understanding, like the Chachamim say, Gadol Deah. Deah is like this. There are many people, they learn Shas, and they're Amei Haaretz. There are many people that learn Torah for many, many hours a day, and they have a lot of knowledge, but they have no Deah. What is Deah? Authentic knowledge. What is authentic knowledge? The individual who I've encountered in my life who had the greatest Deah, HaRav Avigdor Miller, maybe my grandfather. Deah means as follows. Everybody believes in Hashem, but most people don't live as if it's a reality. Most people live like it's a concept. Everyone believes in Olam Haba. Deah is when your belief is a actuality, a reality in your mind. It's mitzios. So to God, God doesn't just know information. It's reality. The greatness of Hashem is it's Deah. That was the importance of the Beis HaMikdash. What the Beis HaMikdash did is The knowledge of Hashem, the belief in Hashem, the belief in the afterlife, the belief in all the principles of Torah became Deya. Chazal Sein Brachas on Lamed Gimel. Gadol Deya Shenitnu Bein Shtei Shemais. Deya is great. So the greatest accolade we say about Hashem is Gadol Deya. Heichin ufa'al zaharei chama. Hashem prepared and He made the rays of the sun. Think about it. If you have a battery operated flashlight, how long would it give light for? Well, knowing my batteries, about 7.5 minutes. And yet the sun has been shining with seemingly unlimited energy, and it's giving off the energy, and it almost seems like, and it does seem like, no sweat off its back. It's not depleted in fuel. Who's fueling up the sun? That kind of energy? I mean, the amount of energy the sun gives off in 1 second is greater than all the electricity that this world has ever produced conglomerately. All the energy ever produced by anyone in this world, the sun gives off in 1 millisecond. So who's fueling the sun? How's that possible? The answer is God was Heichin Ufal Zahrecha. He prepared an endless storehouse of all seemingly infinite energy. Rav Miller writes, the enormous loss of the sun's materials is so great as to stagger the imagination. And yet we can discern no decrease in the sun's size or strength. What the sun gives off in a second boggles the, not the mind, boggles the imagination. You can't even imagine what the sun gives away in one moment. How? Heichin ufal zarei chama. Because Hashem prepared. What a hachana. What a hachana. In such sufficient quantity that it maintains the sun's efficiency without diminution. But not only did Hashem prepare it in potential, He made it actively. Okay, there's something more that needs to be here. And that is, Heichin ufal zarei chama. We say, Toiv yatzar kavod lishmai. Listen carefully. Toiv yatzar kavod lishmai. The good one created the good one created honor for His name. There's something somewhat of a paradox over here. Listen carefully. Toiv yatzar kavod lishmai. The good one, we're saying Hashem gives the light out of His goodness. He created glory for His name. Which means, on the one hand, Hashem is giving the light out of His goodness, out of His kindness. But we say He created glory for His name, which sounds like He's giving the light to show His glory. So is the light a sign of Hashem's kindness? Or is it a sign of Hashem creating glory for His name? And the answer is, the purpose of everything is for Hashem's kavod, His glory. Hashem created, Hashem asa, k'dei she'yiru mofanav. Everything in this world, kol mas hakol bara l'chvoidai. So how do we reconcile that with oilam chesed yibane? Did God create the world for His glory? Or did He create it out of kindliness? And that paradox is very apparent in this sentence. Toiv, the good one, Yatsar Kavoid Lishmai, created honor for His name. So is Hashem being good, or is Hashem seeking glory? The answer is there's no paradox. They are both true. Hashem is the good one, and He created a world of kindness, full of happiness, full of benefit. But the greatest kindness that Hashem created is to give us an awareness of His glory. Everything was created for His glory, because that's the greatest kindness to us. The greatest kindness to man is that we should appreciate Hashem's glory. We should look at the sun and think to ourselves, the sun just gave off more energy than the world ever produced in 5,700 years. And nothing was lost. Who created such an orb? How is it possible? What power, what glory the Creator has. That's why the longest brachas, the bracha of Yotzer, are because when you think about the light, you need to become excited. If you are not excited when you say Yotzer, then you're not alive. How could you not look at the sun and be astonished and go out of your mind? How is it possible for an orb to give off so much energy, even if you were alive for just 1 second and you saw an orb give off so much energy and yet nothing is lost? How could you not go out of your mind in happiness, in excitement, appreciating that? That is why Chazal tell us, the wicked are called dead even when they're alive because they see the sun and they don't say thank you. The definition of being alive is to look at the sun and appreciate it. So Hashem created everything for His kindness. But the greatest kindness is the glory of His name. Because when we appreciate the power of God, then we become eligible for the happiness of Olam Haba. So all the benefits of this world, rain, food, reproduction, all the ecologies that work together, they're all benefits to us, of which the chief benefit is to recognize Hashem. And because when we understand Hashem's glory, that's the greatest kindness to us. All of Hashem's glory is for kindness. Now we say, Ma'ayrois nasan sevivois uzai. He put the luminaries around His might. That Hashem made the luminaries to declare the glory of God. Rav Miller writes, here we sense a comparison to a mighty king who wishes to demonstrate the wealth and glory and power of his kingdom. So what does he do? He puts around him great wealthy princes. Each one is a ruler over a country. So that when people see the princes standing before the mighty king like servants, they say, if they're the servants of the king, how great the king must be. So God put the sun to surround His might. Because we say, if the sun is merely around God, like a prince, how much greater must the king be? For example, when one king wanted to see God, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani said, okay, look at the sun. He said, I can't. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani said, if you can't look at one of the servants, how do you expect to look at God himself? When you marvel at the power of the sun, it's to give you an inkling of the power of God. But the truth is, the Ma'oirais, he puts around his might, not around him. It's only to give you an inkling of his might, but to know him? No, God himself is unrecognizable. We can't appreciate the greatness of God. But Rav Miller adds, not only was the sun placed around his might to recognize Hashem's greatness, but also to conceal his true identity. Like we say, Oita Oyar Kasama. He's clothed in light like in a garment. He spreads the heaven like a curtain. A garment conceals the body and it dignifies the body. So the light is the garment that it gives dignity to God, but it's also a curtain that it conceals God. So it proclaims his might, and it also conceals his might. Why? Because they're just are symbolic of who he is. So our minds are limited, and we see, oh, yeah, the sun is very mighty. It gives off more nuclear energy in a split second than all the electric energy that the world ever created. And God created that, so he must be really mighty. But that minimizes our understanding of God. So if anything, the sun not only proclaims God's greatness, but in a certain sense, it masks God's greatness. I want to emphasize the point, and this, I made a mistake with the Maror HaKoyimus, I'm going to update it after the shiur, but a very important question, that we have many statements of in Tanakh, that everything was created for Hashem's honor. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shabranu Lichvoidai. Kol ma shebara kadosh baruch einoi bara ela lichvoidai. We say at a chasid, Abol bara lichvoidai, that God created the world for his honor. And yet we know, Olam chesed yibaneh, God created the world for kindness. And the paradas, we say every day, Toiv, the good one, which implies everything was created out of goodness, Yatzar Kavod Lishmai. He created to bring honor. So was it an illustration of his goodness, or is it for Hashem's glory to be proclaimed? And the answer is, the greatest kindness Hashem bestows upon us is if our is the mercy, he has mercy on us, that we could recognize his greatness. Because that will make us eligible for the greatest kindness of Olam Haba. Marv Rabbeisai, I thank you all for coming today. I wish you all a great Shabbos, bracha v'hatzlacha, and we'll see you all Monday. Kol tov. Agun chodesh.
Rabbi.
Yes. How are you?
I don't know why we have to look up to the orbs. When you wake up in the morning and you see beautiful blue sky, tremendous sunrise, lakes, beautiful white birds.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.